people didn't notice because every space was full of smoke.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, you could like do like a one hitter bong, like in your house, and your parents wouldn't know. Now it'd be like, what's on fire?
Yeah.
What was the name of that restaurant that I don't remember the name of it. We used to get milkshakes there or ice cream cones, whatever. But we,
Dairy Queen,
smoked a fatty.
Oh, and of course we've got the yes, Big Fatty.
We were young. We were teenagers. I don't even think I was able to drive yet.
Jeez.
And I don't even remember who was driving. And we went through the drive-through, and we all got ice cream cones or milkshakes or something. And then we sat in the parking lot. We were laughing our asses off, and we ate our ice cream cones and drank our milkshakes. And then we're like, somebody in the car is like, you know, it'd be a good idea. We should go get ice cream. We're all like, yeah, let's go get ice cream. We'd completely forgotten that we got an ice cream. Went back through the drive-thru that we're still sitting in the parking lot of and got them again. Wow. No wonder I used to have 5,000.
Was this in Hooterville?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, it'd be a good idea. We should go get a fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4723. The BFO for Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, same with me. Y'all, we're going to answer some so-so questions, play voice letters, and do a little jig. Beefus Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday and St. Patrick's Day is going well. Y'all, you're cone beefus today, because y'all, that's what you're supposed to eat today. The cone beef and cabbage, maybe with a little Irish potato and some soda bread. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and you know, then you gotta have some floss, because you know the cone beef will get caught in your teethies, and you know you gotta take care of your teethies and what else? Your feet. And anyway, y'all, Big Fatty has his cone beef. I cooked it Sunday night in the cracker pot and have my potatoes in there with it. And then Monday morning, I got up, cut up my cabbage and added it to the cracker pot, and y'all, it's all ready to go. Y'all even snuck a little snicker snack of the cone beef. Y'all, it is so good. Yes! Oh, Big Fatty, is that the cone beef speaking? No, we got a gas report. The Laughing Buddha. The Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the official spam ambassador of the BFO. Y'all, he's up there in the tundra of St. Paul, Minnesota. What am I trying to say? His gas was $3.56 a gallon. Y'all, Phoenix Dave down there in the red stick, you know, he sent me that stamp of the BFO ruination, y'all, his is usually real cheap, and he says he's excited to see the prices change. It's $3.14 a gallon. That didn't sound so good. It's not. And Moose P said that his gas has gone up 60 cents from the, I don't know if he said last week or the start of the month. Well, Big Fatty, that's pretty much last week. Well, no, I guess it could have been more than that. But it's going on up to the high test. Be ready. Put it to bed.
Who can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty, and you should know it. With each segment, which is always ruined, he shows it that is all around.
it's true. I did. And y'all, before I forget, the show art for today, y'all, it was done by the number one fan of the BFO for 2026 many years ago. Y'all, you know, that's Mrs. Lauren. And y'all, it was taken at my meet and greet up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, it was a time when many people were scarred by Big Fatty. Mrs. Lauren was, and Noah from the PNS Explosion. Y'all, that's back when he was skinny and young, and now he's Johnny. He got treated to get under Big Fatty's kilt. Big Fatty, that's not a treat, it's a trick. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I forgot to mention there was no LFC this week because, you know, old Vader's out there in the Lost Wages. And so we didn't record this week. What did I do? I don't remember. I just piddled around. No, I washed some of my clothes from the trip up there to the Dirty Myrtle. And y'all, speaking of that, the old people convalescence report is that Brandon from Carolina Cheese and Provisions, you know, it's for all your Easter weekend needs or your corned beef needs. He's having some testing done, and he just may be going home. Oh, Big Fatty, it was nice knowing him. No, not that kind of going home. Y'all, speaking of that, at the performance of MJ yesterday, y'all, there's an older couple that sits right next to Big Fatty at the performances, and he came in, and I had on my sequin jacket. He says, "Oh, I like that jacket." I says, "Well, it's good to see you." He says, "You know, it's better to be seen than viewed." And y'all, I love that. Dicker can use that when you're not right this way, ma'am, for the viewing. Watch the Shuck Sturbinets, and it was good. I don't remember though. They were talking about blowing up boats in the Straits of Mr. Moose or something. I don't know what it was all about, it was good. And y'all, then I turned the TV machine off, and I was catching up on the Candy Crush, and so y'all, I was doing real well, until I wasn't. And I took my go to bed pills and opened the windows, and y'all literally slept like a baby. Y'all, there is no better feeling. There's no better feeling than sleeping in your own bed after you've been on a vacay. So y'all woke up Monday morning. Y'all, it was well after 7 a.m. in the morning. You know, it's so dark outside until after 7:30 or so that Big Fatty doesn't get awakened by the ambient light coming in through the windows. And so y'all got up, had my breakfast, had a poppy seed bagel, drank my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did about half of Fat Acres, and y'all, it started to rain on me. It was spitting, and then it just began misting, and I got home just in time before the rain came down, and so that happened, and y'all, I caught up on some things on the TV machine, the Jeopardy! And the Shark Tank, And y'all had me a salad with some chicken fingers on it for my lunch. And y'all, I'm completing my laundry duties from the weekend. Big hey, you said duty. I did. And y'all have done a little indoor nipple walking, watched the Atlanta Braves spring training game. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Derek, I see y'all more so-so questions here. Y'all going back to the very long list from Miss Bacon. Next up, it was, how's your ankle? Well, first of all, thank you so much for the question, Miss Bacon. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. I've been talking about it all last week. I've been to Lost Wages walking on it. And it's good as new. Well, Big Fat, I'm not so sure about that. Next up from Miss Bacon, how do you think about words? Do you think how words are spelled and how ankle and pickle and angel are easy words to transpose the letters? First of all, thank you, Miss Bacon, for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. It's three so-so questions, I guess. How do you spell ankle? Well, you just wrote it in the last question you sent me, and pickle. I don't know how ankle and pickle are hard to spell. Angel. An angel is an angle. Not an angel ends in an L. Everybody knows that kind of stuff. One more from Miss Bacon now. It says, if you could go on one of those outer space flights, would you? Well, first of all, thank you so much for the question, Miss Bacon. Always lovely to hear from you. And no, this is absolutely a so-so question. I will not be following in Miss Gayle King's footsteps. Big Fatty, you shot yourself like she did. Well, I would definitely do it if I was in outer space, that's for sure. But y'all, we got another question here from Shy Tom. He says, how old is the special Chaya? And first of all, Shy Tom, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. Absolutely a so-so question. The special Chaya is vintage. It's vintage special Chaya. It's not measured in years of age. It's measured in hours of use. Big Freddy, it's ancient then, because it's very much overused. Well, not recently. Yeah, you're right. Not recently, but anyway. And Shy Tom, thank you for that very so-so question.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Aussie Butler here, and just ringing with a little update. Oh, thanks for your warm, happy two-year anniversary to Ismail and I. I'm impressed that you say Ismail's name correctly, because most people say Ishmael, and I have to say there's no bloody H. Ismail. Anyway, yesterday, 16th of February, 2026, which is still today in your time, we lodged the documents for Ismail's permanent partner visa. So fingers and toes crossed, in your case probably testicles crossed, that in the next 1 to 15 months, the Australian government approves Ismail's visa, and then we can stay here together forever. Okay, thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, I guess you yell that, of course, is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. And
Paulie.
And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, you can tell I'm about a month behind on voice letters, so we're trying to catch up on those. And the best, everything is crossed, and including my eyes. Be ready. Hope that Ismail gets a seal of approval. Congratulations in advance. He may already have been approved by the time I play this. No surprise there.
Hard pants. I got a message from my oldest son. He said an Amazon package is arriving for me tomorrow at your house, and I told sister to grab it, so don't touch it. And although that was like rude, like don't touch it, like why would I, and what are you gonna do if I do, eh? And so anyway, I'm driving home. I went to the store, I spent $293 and didn't buy anything that was junk. And it's like, shush, you know, I only have to work a handful of hours to pay that bill, but what about the people who have to work 60 hours to pay that bill? My mind is blown, honestly. But anyway, that's not what I'm calling about. What I was calling about was that gift debt that is arriving at my house. And I wanted to predict what it was because I'm savvy that way. And this is what my guess is. This is what my hope is. My hope is that it is one of those outdoor thermostat things or whatever, that you put that little thing outside and then it tells you, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? And then it's like a picture frame and it tells you like all the watery information outside. Okay. Yeah, I hope that's what it is. Like, that's what I want for my birthday. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, that's a young
Haven.
That, of course, was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Miss Bacon, I have no idea what you were talking about the lottery thing outside. Are you talking like a weather station or something like that? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, that was for a birthday, which was more than a month ago. And y'all, when she said, I'm sending a package to your house, I thought it was my house at first, you know, the villa. And so I was a little confused there. And oh dear, Gussie. And Miss Bacon, you'll have to call back and tell us if you got you got what you wanted, and if you didn't, what was it? And make sure you are a little more specific as to what you want. Anyway, doesn't matter. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely St. Patrick's Day. Y'all, you do a jig and have you some green beer. Or, you know, your cone beef, skull-shaped cone beef. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Time. You know, they love blind beer. And, Dan, anything you want for St. Patrick's?
You know, it'd be a good idea. We should go get a fatty.
Oh, well, a fatty is sitting right here waiting for you to come and get it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.